Harper Audio presents Star Trek Memories, and this is William Shatner. Stardate August 10th, 1991. Snoring, smiling broadly, I am secure in the warmth and comfort of a carefree, dreamless sleep, and then it hits. Instantly, my peace is shattered by screeching from my evil digital clock. Quickly, I spring into action, tossing about heroically and finally employing the pillow-over-the-ears trick. Nothing works, and I realize that this is truly a no-win situation. In Trekker, an early morning Kobayashi Maru. Slowly, painfully, my eyelids begin to slide upward, and then the orangey-red block-style numbers tell me that it's 5:15. I'm late. Now I make a supreme effort to overcome my blissful inertia. I rise from bed and start walking. Still not quite conscious, I begin shuffling through the darkness. Now boldly I go into the bathroom. Stumbling to the sink, the cobwebs finally begin to dissipate. I lean in over the sink, look up into the mirror, and come face to face with my own image, which scares me. Here by the dawn's early and uncompromising light, my face provides ample documentation of my own mortality. I look tired. I look old. This starts me thinking, but not morose thoughts about the aging process. Instead, I am almost immediately flooded with fond reminiscences of what got me here. My wrinkles, I muse, provide visual evidence of a life that's been extraordinarily rewarding, both personally and professionally. To be perfectly honest, I have been unavoidably nostalgic of late. You see, today will mark the end of shooting in Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. It's a film that's been positioned as the final voyage of the Starship Enterprise, and this time, the rumors may bear some credibility. Consequently, I've been savoring every...